这是平斯勒美式英语一的第四课，请听下面这段对话。在对话快结束时，你会听那位男士说
"You speak very well."
这句话的意思是你说得很好，请听。
Excuse me, miss, are you American?
Yes, sir, I'm American. And you?
I'm Chinese.
But you understand English?
A little, not very well.
Oh, yes, you speak very well.
Thank you.
再听一遍。
Excuse me, miss, are you American?
Yes, sir, I'm American. And you?
I'm Chinese.
But you understand English?
A little, not very well.
Oh, yes, you speak very well.
Thank you.
你还记得怎么用英文跟别人打招呼吗？
Hello. Hello.
礼貌地对一位男士说，你好。
Hello, sir.
和别人分手时，你说什么？
Goodbye.
礼貌地对一位年长的女士说，再见。
Goodbye, ma'am. Goodbye, ma'am.
怎么问别人怎么样？
How are you? How are you?
用比较随便一点的语气回答。
Fine, thanks. Fine, thanks.
问你呢？
And you? And you?
比较正式地说，我很好，谢谢你。
I'm fine, thank you. I'm fine, thank you.
说我不懂英文。
I don't understand English.
他说你很懂。
You understand very well. You understand English very well.
他怎么问？你是中国人吗？
Are you Chinese?
说是，小姐。
Yes, miss.
告诉他你是中国人。
I'm Chinese.
问他是不是美国人。
Are you American? Are you American?
他会怎么回答？是，我是美国人。
Yes, I'm American.
说我不是美国人。
I'm not American. I'm not American.
他会怎么问你懂不懂英文？
Do you understand English?
回答懂。
Yes.
但是不是很好。
But not very well. But not very well.
现在问那位年轻的女士懂不懂中文。
Do you understand Chinese, miss?
他怎么告诉你他不懂中文？
I don't understand Chinese.
我很抱歉，我不懂中文。
I'm sorry, I don't understand Chinese. 'm sorry, I don't understand Chinese.
你怎么说？你懂。
You understand.
现在学说，你说，请听并模仿。
You speak.Eek. Eek. Spa. Speak. You speak.
说你说。
You speak.
试着说我说。
I speak.I speak.
试着说，我说一点儿。
I speak a little.
但是。
But.
试着说，我不说。
I don't speak. I don't speak.
现在用同样的方式试着说，我说的不是很好。英文的字面意思是，我不说很好。
I don't speak very well. Don't speak. I don't. I don't speak very well.
请再告诉我，你说的不是很好。
I don't speak very well.
说我不懂。
I don't understand. I don't.
我不是中国人。
I'm not Chinese. I'm not.
我很抱歉，我不懂。
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
请听下边这个问题。
You don't understand Chinese?
有时候美国人会用上升语调来提问，这样做一般是表示惊奇。请用惊奇的语调问，你不懂中文？
You don't understand Chinese? You don't understand Chinese?
现在我们学说英文中而且这个词，请听并模仿。
And.
请注意这个词和你呢中的第一个音是一样的。
And you?
现在说我懂一点儿。
I understand a little.
而且。
And?
而且我说一点儿。
And I speak a little. And I speak a little.
但是我不说。
But I don't speak.
我说的不是很好。
I don't speak very well. I don't speak very well.
现在说，我不是美国人。
I'm not American.
问你呢？
And you?
说是，我是美国人。
Yes, I'm American.
接着说，我懂英文。
I understand English.
现在试着说，而且我说英文。
And I speak English. And I speak English.
但是我不说中文。
But I don't speak Chinese.
我很抱歉，我不说中文。
I'm sorry, I don't speak Chinese.
用惊奇的语调问，你不说中文？
You don't speak Chinese? You don't speak Chinese?
你记不记得怎么说？对不起，请问？
Excuse me, please. Please. Excuse me, please.
现在我们来学习问路。我们先问第62街在哪儿。先听，不要模仿。
Where is 62nd Street, please? Where is 62nd Street?
美国大城市里的街常以数字命名。
62nd
是第62的意思。先学第二这个词。请听并模仿。
Second. 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 Second.
现在说60，请听并模仿。
60. Sti. Sti. Sick.60.
现在试着说第62。英文的字面意思是60第二。
62nd. 62nd. 62nd.
现在说街这个词。请听并模仿。
Street. Street. 62nd Street. 62nd Street.
说第62街。
62nd Street.62nd Street.
让我们再学一个常见的街名，它是公园的意思。请听并模仿。
Park. Park. Park.
现在试着说公园街。
Park Street.Park Street.
现在介绍怎样问某处在哪里。先听一下。
Where is 62nd Street? Where is 62nd Street?
先学哪儿这个词。请听并模仿。
Where? Where? Where?
再说哪儿。
Where?
现在说在哪儿，请听并模仿。
Where is? 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 Where is?
英文字面的意思是哪儿是，请再问在哪儿。
Where is? Where is?
现在你想问第62街在哪儿，请听并模仿。
Where is 62nd Street? Where is 62nd Street?
请再注意一下疑问词。应该放在句子的前边，再问第62街在哪儿。
Where is 62nd Street?
说请。
Please. Please.
现在问公园街在哪儿。
Where is Park Street? Where is Park Street, please?
现在问，而且公园街在哪儿？
And where is Park Street? And where is Park Street, please?
现在学说英文中大道这个词，请听并模仿。
Avenue. Ooh. Venue. Venue. Avenue.
再说一遍，大道，请注意你的发音。
Avenue. Venue. Ave. Avenue.
试着说第二大道。
Second Avenue. Second Avenue.
现在试着说公园大道。
Park Avenue. Park Avenue.
这是纽约市的一条很有名的大道。问公园大道在哪儿，请记住词的顺序。
Where is Park Avenue? Where is Park Avenue, please?
回答是在这儿，先学这儿这个词，请听并模仿。
Here. Here. Here.
说这儿。
Here.
现在学在这儿，请听并模仿。
It is here.Here is is it 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 is it is here.
再说在这儿。
It is here. It is here.
英文的字面意思是它是这儿。第一个词
it
一般是指人以外的东西或事情。在这里，当你要省略街名的时候，你必须用
it
这个词。请再告诉我在这儿。
It is here. Here. It is. It is here. It's here. It's here.
你注意到
it's
这个词没有？这是英语里另一个常见的简略式，这一次它是
it is
的简略说法，请用简略式说在这儿。
It's here. It's here.
现在问第六十二街在哪儿？
Where is 62nd Street? Where is 62nd Street, please?
Huida, 在这儿，请继续使用简略式。
It's here. It's here, sir.
现在试着问在这儿吗？跟
you are
一样，你要颠倒
it is
的顺序。
Is it here? Is it here?
试着回答，是的，在这儿。
Yes, it's here. Yes.Yes, it's here.
再问，在这儿吗？
Is it here?
现在用
not
试着说不，不在这儿。
No, it's not here. Not here.It's not here. No, it's not here.
在英语里说不做某事，你要用
don't.
说不是或者不在什么地方，你要用
not.
现在请再告诉我不在这儿。
It's not here.
现在我们学说在那儿，先听。
It's over there. It's over there.
现在请听并模仿那儿后边那个音。
There. There. The. There.
现在学前边那个音，请听并模仿。
Over. Over. Ver. Ver. O. Over. Over. Over there. Over there.
现在试着说在那儿，请注意你的发音。
It's over there. It's over there.
你怎么说不在那儿？
It's not over there. It's not over there.
说在这儿，先生。
It's here, sir.
公园大道在这儿。
Park Avenue is here. Park Avenue is here.
说对不起，请问
Excuse me, please.
问第六十二街在哪儿？
Where is 62nd Street?
在这儿吗？
Is it here?
回答，不，不在这儿。
No, it's not here. No, sir, it's not here.
在那儿。
It's over there.
而且公园大道在这儿。
And Park Avenue is here.
现在让我们试着用英语对话，请回答那位女士的话。
Hello.
Hello. Hello, miss.
How are you?
Fine, thanks. Fine, thank you. And you?
I'm fine. Are you Chinese?
Yes, I'm Chinese.
I'm American. Do you understand English?
A little, not very well. I don't understand English very well.
But you speak very well.
请给一个比较正式的回答。
Thank you.
现在他会向你问路，我会告诉你怎样回答。
Excuse me, please. Where is 62nd Street?
告诉他，在这儿。
It's here.
And Park Avenue?
告诉他，在那儿。
It's over there.
告诉他第六十二街不在那儿。
62nd Street is not over there. 62nd Street is not over there.
告诉他公园大道在那儿。
Park Avenue is over there. Park Avenue is over there.
告诉他，但是第六十二街在这儿。
But 62nd Street is here.
听他下面说什么，然后给他一个回答。
Thanks. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye, miss.
第四课到此为止。
Pimsleur courses work most effectively when done consecutively and on a daily basis. For best results, please continue with the next unit tomorrow. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio.Copyright 2010 by Simon & Schuster, Incorporated. Recording copyright 2010 by Simon & Schuster, Incorporated. All rights reserved.